LaSalle High School has started a drug testing program, which is voluntary this year for its students. Next school year, 100% of the student population will be drug tested in the first semester, according to Greg Tankersley, Director of Community Development. He says in the second semester, 33% of the school's population will be randomly tested at the school. One of the goals of the program, says Tankersley, is to prepare students at the all-male Catholic school for the future.
67% of all employers drug test. 97% of Fortune 500 companies have a drug-free workplace policy, which includes something about testing. So for our young men to go out into society and to be able to one day, and many of them don't know it yet, but they're going to be faced with, wow, that's the job I want. And that job offer is going to say, contingent upon a pre-employment drug test and conditions of the employee handbook. And it's going to say that they will be subject to random drug testing.
Developed with the Coalition for a Drug-Free Greater Cincinnati, the program will test hair samples, testing for cocaine, marijuana, opiates, amphetamines, and PCP. It will cost parents a $60 tuition increase next year. What happens if somebody isn't negative on their drug test?
We have a two-strike and you're out policy. Our goal here is to prevent the young man from ever trying by having a clear measure, you're going to get tested. And they know that. This is not mom or dad won't find out. Nobody will know. I'm not going to be home for a few hours. The whole peer pressure of making that one little step that makes it easier to make a bigger step later on. So by having that measure, we're going to hope that we prevent them from ever doing it, period. Now, should they stumble and they make a mistake and they try an illicit drug, one of the four that we're going to test for, we want to find out pretty quickly.
Does LaSalle have a drug problem? Is that one of the reasons you've considered doing it?
We're doing this so we never have a drug problem, and I'm glad you asked that question because that's the first thing, because being the first high school to do it, you must be doing this to correct something. No, we're not. If you look at why the major corporations, major companies, why do they do it? Because it's good for their business. It's good for what they do and good for their employees. You have a policy to prevent something, and that's exactly what we're doing here.
In the public school context, the U.S. Supreme Court has authorized drug testing programs by schools only as it applies to participation in extracurricular activities. Holly Reedy is chief legal counsel with the Ohio School Boards Association.
Well, public schools are permitted to do some drug testing, but there are two U.S. Supreme Court cases on it, the Vernonia case and the Earls case. And those cases represent the current state of the law on drug testing for public school students. And what they both say are, the farthest they've been willing to go, is to allow drug testing for extracurricular activities.
Reedy says for some people, when it comes to mandatory drug testing, there's an issue of invasion of privacy, and attending a private school is a matter of choice.
The same with extracurricular activities in the public context. Because there's a choice to participate in extracurricular activities, the court has found that, you know, that makes it easier to deal with on a constitutional basis.
LaSalle's Greg Tankersley says the response from students and parents at LaSalle has been very positive, and only a couple of families have asked for one-on-one discussions with staff. So, Greg, I know that everyone here believes it's good for the students, but you start drug testing, and where does it end?
I don't know where it ends. I don't see us going any further with it. But if it helps one young man, it's well worth it.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.